This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 91. And on this episode, I'm interviewing a student of one of my programs, the Five-Figure Challenge, to talk about how she was able to craft a five-day challenge that did over six figures in sales. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I won't spend too long on this introduction, but I just wanted to quickly lay the foundation for what we're talking about today. I have a student, Caitlin, that I'm going to be interviewing about her experience running a five-day challenge. Now, what's really awesome about Caitlin is that she ran a five-day challenge using my signature program, the Five-Figure Challenge, and she was actually able to do over six figures in sales of her digital course. So without further ado, let's welcome Caitlin to the show. Hey, Caitlin, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Hi, happy to be here.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here because you've done some really incredible stuff with five-day challenges, and I want to get into that. But before I do, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, what you do, and all that good stuff?
All right. Well, my name's Caitlin Batcher, and I help people start and grow profitable Facebook groups.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit about how you do that.
So I have a program that is called the Fab Facebook Group System. And in that program, I walk people through all the steps of creating and growing their very own profitable and engaged Facebook group.
I love it. And I'm so glad that you bring up your course because you actually recently launched your course with a five-day challenge, right?
Yeah. So I launched my Facebook group course with a challenge. I think it was about a year ago, and it was amazing.
I love it. Talk to us a little bit about what made that challenge so great. What was your challenge actually about?
So one of the things that I really struggled with before I, signed up for your challenge program was I wasn't really clear on what my challenge topic was going to be because I wanted to make sure that I was giving lots of value to the people that were going through my challenge. But I also wanted to make sure that I was really, driving desire for the paid products that I would then be selling at the end of the challenge. And I had a few ideas in my head of, what I thought the challenge would be about. And once I signed up for your program, I quickly realized that all of those ideas were wrong.
So talk to us a little bit about that. So just for reference, you're talking about the Five-Figure Challenge program, which is a training course I have that walks you through how to actually build, implement, and sell with a five-day challenge. So what were your ideas originally that you were thinking, and what did you ultimately end up switching your ideas to?
Okay, so my ideas, looking back, they were just really horrible. I can't even believe it. But one of the ideas I had was, the challenge would be all about creating some branded graphics for your Facebook group. And, that was my idea, and I was really excited about it. And then once I signed up for your program, I realized, wait a minute, how does creating a set of branded graphics for your Facebook group really build desire for this program that's going to teach you how to get clients from your Facebook group? Yes, it was helpful, right? Who doesn't want nicely branded graphics? That's great. So it would be helpful, but it didn't fulfill the other part of a challenge requirement, which is it needs to drive sales. So I was missing that piece.
Yeah. So what did you ultimately end up changing to that did kind of drive that desire for sales?
So I ended up changing the topic to engagement. So the title of the challenge was called Double Your Engagement Challenge. I think that's what it was called. And the reason why I went with that is because when people come to me, a lot of times they feel like that they have an engagement problem inside of their Facebook group. Now, I know that, you know, because I have a lot of experience with Facebook groups, that when I actually look inside of their Facebook group, they do not have an engagement problem. They typically have either a growth problem, an attraction problem, or a profitability problem. But the topic that everyone wants to talk about is engagement. So with your encouragement, I decided to lead with that. And by the end of the challenge, people were getting more engagement in their Facebook group, but then they were realizing, hey, wait a minute, all this engagement is great, but I'm not making any money. How do I do that? And that is then what my course taught them how to do.
I love that. And there's something you said there that's so key, which is you had to, instead of leading with something that's just, you know, standalone helpful, you have to lead with something that, number one, creates the desire for your product at the end, but number two, is something that people actually want.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny because as I think back on it, you know, I was constantly telling people, like, stop worrying about engagement. The engagement part doesn't matter. And in doing that, I think I actually turned a lot of people away from purchasing my product because they were like, well, wait a minute, that is my problem. And so instead of spending that time trying to convince them that that was indeed not their problem, I decided to say, all right, engagement is your problem. Let's start there, right? And then they could see firsthand that just because they were getting more engagement, it didn't mean that they actually got sales.
Awesome. So talk to us a little bit about the challenge itself. Now, I've talked about the structure of challenges on this show a little bit before, but you walked people through creating more engagement in their Facebook group. Can you tell us a little bit about what that looked like from a kind of a day-to-day activity list? Like, what did you do every day to help people get more engagement? I don't necessarily mean like the content of your challenge, but I mean, did you do live video? Did you do emails?
I followed your system to the letter. I literally did exactly what you told me to do, which was a combination of live videos inside of my group and also, you know, prompts and also emails. I remember I kind of went through your program. I made a big giant checklist for myself of every single little thing that I needed to do. And I just went, pasted it to the wall by my desk. And I literally went through each day and was like, okay, today I got to do this. Today I got to do that. And the thing that I really enjoyed about it is that everything was scheduled in advance. So there wasn't any, you know, last minute, like, oh, it's Wednesday. It's the middle of my challenge. What should I do? What should I send my list? Like, everything was already created and pre-scheduled so that I had the emotional energy to really show up in my group and just have fun with it.
Awesome. And so talk to us a little bit about the results that you got as kind of a result of following the 5-day challenge system.
Yeah. So I had about 2,000 people opt in for the challenge. And from that 2,000 people, I had about 1,600 sign up for the Facebook group. And from those 1,600 people, I had a $165,000 launch, which was incredible for me. It was my very first six-figure launch. And it was like, it was a real game changer for, it was a game changer for me in terms of income, but also in terms of just believing what was possible for me.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited about that. And I want to go a little deeper because one of the things that we hear a lot from people is like, well, why a 5-day challenge over like a webinar? Or does a 5-day challenge work as effectively as some of these other strategies out there that you see? And can you just talk to us a little bit about what you loved about the 5-day challenge process that kind of maybe gives it a leg up on some of these other strategies?
So the thing that I loved the most about the challenge was just how interactive it was. So I felt like, you know, it really provided a great runway leading up to the launch. So I did do a webinar on the final day of the launch, but I had all of, you know, all of this excitement that was kind of leading up to that point. And the other great thing about the challenge, which I hadn't really thought about until just now, is that it's really good for people, you know, that have really busy schedules, because they can kind of get what they need from the challenge on their own time. So it's not like they have to show up at, you know, 11 a.m. on a Tuesday in order to get value from something. They can, you know, get it through the email and then go into the challenge, do the assignment. But it was really a magical experience, I felt like, just watching everyone kind of come together and have these, you know, little mini breakthroughs along the way. It was really great. Like I felt like at the end of the challenge, it was like a real family.
Yeah, that's awesome. So can you talk to us a little bit about the community that gets created? So you're obviously a Facebook groups expert. What kind of benefits did you see by kind of having a Facebook group? Because we kind of skimmed over it, but part of your challenge was you actually set up a temporary Facebook group that people could go to get the results from the challenge.
And that was something that I was not planning on doing prior to signing up for your program. So initially I thought, you know, I have this big group of, I don't remember how many people were in there at the time. Maybe it was 15,000. I'm not sure, but I thought, you know, I have all these people in my group. I'm just going to do the challenge in there. Like, you know, that sounds good. And you were like, no, that's not what you're going to do. And, you know, once you kind of explained the reasoning behind that, then it made perfect sense. And I'm so glad that I set up, you know, a specific Facebook group that just kind of popped up for the duration of that challenge, because it would have been too much. It would have been too confusing to host inside of my big group. And the thing that I love about that is it just goes to show, you know, people say like, oh, well, I feel like, you know, I need to have so many people in my challenge to make money and, you know, blah, 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 and this and that. Well, I had 1,600 people in my Facebook group, like doing the challenge. And I know that there's a lot of people listening that have, you know, 500 people in their group, 1,000 people in their group, and they're feeling like, well, I don't know, it's not, you know, it's not so big. But when you're doing something like a challenge, you're able to get these really incredible results with even a small group.
Yeah. And I think that's so important to mention is that, you know, we've seen people get results from every size group, from just a couple hundred people to all the way up to several thousand people, because it's kind of like it builds that community like you were talking about.
It builds community. And the other thing it does is it exposes that gap, that knowledge gap that you really opened my eyes to, because at the time I wasn't really aware of how important that piece was when designing my challenge. And it was your support inside of the Facebook group that really helped me understand that. And, you know, gave me a clearer idea of how I was going to walk my community through that experience.
And that's something really important that I think we can talk about for a second, which is when you're building your challenge, you kind of have to start with the end in mind, don't you?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. And so you started with the end in mind, and can you talk to us a little bit about what that gap was? Because we've said it a couple of times now, like the gap. Can you just tell us kind of what the gap is from your perspective?
Well, for my students, you know, for me, the students that came into my challenge, you know, like I said earlier, they think they have an engagement problem, and they're not getting much engagement in their groups, and they feel like all I really need in order to make money from my Facebook group is more engagement. That's all I need. Once I get that, I'll be good. And, you know, it's like, talking to a wall, trying to explain to people that that is actually not the real issue. And so by walking them through the experience of getting more engagement in their group, so that they can see firsthand, like, wait a minute, my group is now more engaged than ever before. I have people that are in there and they're excited. What do I need to do in order to convert them into customers without, you know, coming across as super salesy and potentially turning people away from the group, right? Because that's a big fear that a lot of people have, right? You know, they build these tight-knit communities with their Facebook groups. And once it comes time to sell, people are not sure how to do that without, you know, turning off their community. And that's a real fear. Like, I feel like we've all been in those Facebook groups before where it's just like so salesy and so gross. And it just, you know, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. And I think that what you said is huge, that that is a big fear for people. And when you follow the 5-day challenge system, you're not trying to convince people to buy your product. They're getting to a point where they're ready to buy the product at the end. They're just waiting for you to make the offer.
Oh my gosh, 100%. I mean, people were asking, so the challenge for me started on a Monday and then it closed on a Friday. And I mean, by Wednesday, people were just like, open the cart, I wanna buy right now. And that was the first time that anything like that had happened before. And I was like, whoa, this is interesting. And so, you know, I think that when we first start out in our business, we don't really have, you know, we don't really have a sense of the more advanced marketing techniques that you teach inside your program, which really help our communities decide for themselves that they, you know, need to invest in what it is that we're selling. So we're constantly, we have this like beginner mindset where we're just shouting at people and telling people to buy, or we do the opposite and, you know, hide under the bed and don't ask anyone to buy ever. But like, I don't know, the way that you explained it inside the program, it just made perfect sense because it was like, I don't know, it just laid it out so clearly about, oh, this is exactly how I create desire for my products and programs without having to shove the offer down their throat.
Yeah. And I think that the big thing that you're saying that really stands out for me is that it's not about selling your product outright. It's about creating desire. And you can do that because you've got this community that you've built up that's excited and you've started with the end in mind, so that there's no question of like, how is my sale going to go on Friday? It's a question of, have I done a good job of showing people the need for my product by Friday?
Yep. 100%. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the movies and before the trailers, they have those ads for like the soda and the popcorn. And sometimes I go to the movies and I don't even buy any soda or popcorn. I'm just sitting there. And then when they show that, like that video of the soda and it's like sparkling up and that sound is amplified so I can like hear it crackle. And then all of a sudden, like I get that, you know, that triggers something in my head. And I'm like, okay, I need that like right now. Like, where is my soda? And so then I go out and get it. But that's kind of what a challenge does. It just creates, like, it triggers that response in people so that they're reaching out to you in order to buy your product. So it's like, you don't have to push anything. People are coming to you and they're like begging for it.
I love it. Now, we've been talking a little bit about my challenge system. And at the end of this interview, I'll give you guys some info on how you can sign up to get yourself inside of our free training that walks you through how to plan your own 5-day challenge. But before we do that, Caitlin, I'd love to know, what would you say to someone who's thinking about running a challenge, but is maybe hesitant or is considering just kind of throwing something out there to get started?
Okay. Number one, you need to be aware of how much money you are leaving on the table by not following the system that Zach has already created, right? So let's say I went ahead and did that challenge myself, right? With my own bright idea of pretty graphics. Let's say I had done that. And let's say that I had made $10,000 from that launch. Would that be good? Yeah, like hooray, I made $10,000. However, by admitting that, hey, guess what? This is outside of my wheelhouse. This is not something that I'm an expert at. Raising my hand and asking for help, I was able to have my very first six-figure launch. And it was, I mean, $165,000. That's almost double. That's almost $200,000. And, you know, and we did not spend a lot of money on ads. I mean, to me, it just seems like a no-brainer. Do you want a profitable challenge? You know, then get Zach's program. Do you want to tinker around and see what happens? All right, we'll do it yourself then. But I don't know about you. I like results fast. I want everything to be like, I value my time. I have, you know, husband, I have a little girl. Like, I don't want to spend time tinkering. I just want the results.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for the kind words. And we always like to wrap up with a few rapid fire questions. So are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. So what does the word hustle mean to you as it describes business?
Necessary at the beginning.
Love it. Short and sweet. And yeah. What's one thing that people can do based on this interview to kind of start to get results this week in their business? Let's say we'll get real specific. They're starting to plan a challenge. What's one thing they can do?
Okay. Like, I'm just going to be real. The one thing that you can do is just opt in for whatever this free thing is that Zach is offering. Like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. Like, don't try to make it up yourself. That's just, you're going to waste time.
Awesome. And then finally, where can we learn more about you and what you're working on?
All right. Well, you can head on over to my website, caitlinbatcher.com, and I have a free roadmap there. It's the Facebook group host roadmap. There's loads of free videos and blog posts that are available 24/7. You can access straight from my website.
I love it. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing with us the results of your awesome challenge. And hopefully we'll have you back soon.
Yes. Thanks, Zach.
Well, what an awesome interview. What do you think? I mean, seriously, 5-day challenges are an incredible way to launch your product or service. Now, if you've been thinking about running a 5-day challenge, we mentioned that there's a free training coming up next Monday, April 2nd. And if you want to get yourself registered, you can head over to 5dayhustle.com. Again, that's the number 5dayhustle.com. And when you register, you're going to get access to a free training where I'm going to walk you step by step through how to plan your own successful 5-day challenge launch. There's going to be daily prompts, daily live streams, and just daily support from me helping you get your own 5-figure challenge mapped out and ready to go. So seriously, don't wait. Head over to 5dayhustle.com, get your spot locked in, and we'll see you there. Until next week, keep hustling, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.